Welcome to the Financial Power Hour with the financial prosperity coach, Christopher Music, who has been a featured guest on CBS, NBC, ABC, and Fox affiliates, sharing his 20-plus years of experience in financial principles and how to apply them to your life and business. And now, your host, Christopher Music.
Hi, this is Christopher Music. Thank you so much for tuning into the Financial Power Hour here on AM 860, The Answer. And today I want to talk to you about how to make more money. You see, as a financial advisor, I have spent over 25 years in the financial planning field. Now, many of you are listening to this show, most of you small business owners, professionals, are listening to this show saying, what's a financial advisor going to do to help me make more money? Well, that is the problem, isn't it? Because if you have a financial advisor, and upon a recent survey, one third of you do not. I did a survey. One third of business owners do not have a primary financial advisor. Now, I understand why. Because I talk to professionals and small business owners all day long. And here's what they tell me. Christopher, I would love to implement your financial planning ideas, but I do not make enough income. Now, that is an atrocious situation. So how do we handle that? You see, here is the fundamental elements of financial planning, and this has not been developed by my industry. So the first problem is the technology of my industry. We have been woefully inadequate in providing what's really needed and wanted by the small business community. So here it is. Financial planning is essentially a three-valued equation. I'm going to give them to you quickly, then I'm going to circle back around. The first one is making money. You know, it's funny. You cannot financially plan, which has to do more with expenses and with protection, items 2 and 3, until you make income. So, of course, you can't implement any kind of financial plan, invest money, save taxes, whatever, unless you first have something to protect. So your income stream becomes the first and foremost priority. Once you make income, then you have to be intelligent about how you spend the money. You see, your expenses are only going to happen in one of two ways. You're either going to spend money on something you consume today, which provides no future value, or you're going to have the foresight to spend money on something today that does create future value. What is that? Well, it could be all kinds of business expenses that create future value, but the most important expense you're ever going to make is in you, your own ability, your own knowledge, and your ability to apply natural laws as it relates to one's financial experience on this planet at this time. So anything that you can do to spend money that has a predictable future revenue stream or value creation for you is going to get you to a high level of wealth and financial success much more quickly. The third element is, okay, I make money. It's great. And I spend it, and I spend less than I make, which of course is something that is not done as a habit for most people. We all know that. But let's say we assume that we get some kind of asset of value, whether it's a business, it could be your ability to produce income, your body, your health. It could be a partner. It could be all kinds of different assets that you apply to create exchange in the economy. The value you create and the money you bring in. What happens if that asset gets harmed? I call it wealth destruction. Here's the problem. If you've ever had a financial hit, what happened was that you had a predictable loss, a risk that was not provided for. So the whole area of protecting assets has to do with foreseeing the fact that something may come along to destroy the value of an asset. Well, that's called asset protection. So if you look at the three-valued equation, you must first make income. Then you must spend it intelligently to create future income and wealth, and then you must protect what you have. Only then can you actually have a financial condition in your household and in your business that has lasting power. Until then, every time we make a financial mistake, we go backwards. And I don't know anybody who likes to go backwards. So in this show, I want to bring to you these fundamental basics, these natural laws, these fundamentals that have been true since the earth cooled. You know, just real quickly, I went back and studied 5,000 years of human history, seven world major religions, the ancient Sumerians and the Greeks and the Romans and the Egyptians and the classical economists of Europe and so on and so forth, statesmen and philosophers and academics, and distilled down these basic principles that have always been true in all times and places. And I call it the golden route, the 21 principles of financial prosperity. Well, these 21 principles are not being applied in today's economic reality. If they were, then 95% of citizens of the world would be wealthy. Well, we have just the opposite, which means that these 21 principles are being, first of all, not known, and secondly, not applied if they are known. So today, we're going to focus in on the number one problem that small business owners have. And of course, includes all retirees, all employees, everyone everywhere, except for the top 1 or 1/2% of our culture, which is lack of income. Everyone wants to learn how to make more money. So as a professional or as a small business owner, I'm sure you're a rock star at what you do technically. I know dentists and accountants and restaurateurs that are the absolute top of their craft, technically speaking. So what's the difference between that person who is an absolute rock star at what they do technically and their level of income? It is marketing. And I talk about this a lot because, oh my, I'm a good financial advisor. I mean, I've been doing this 25 years. I've innovated my art to a whole new level of results-based financial planning, which hasn't been done before, quite frankly. So I've got that part down. So, okay, that's great. But who knows about it? Oh, I do. And that's it. So now I have to enter into becoming an expert in marketing, because how in the world am I going to get the world to understand what I've created? Just like you do as a restaurant owner or as a dentist or as a veterinarian or whatever your profession is, you know you're the best. How in the world are you going to let everybody know you're the best? And that enters the whole field of marketing and promotion. So today's talk is going to be about just that, marketing and promotion. So without further delay, I want to bring on and introduce my guest. She is one of today's most accomplished entrepreneurs. Her name is Forbes Riley. She is an award-winning TV host, author, highly sought-after spokesperson, motivational keynote speaker, and life coach to celebrities and CEOs. She has been highlighted by Forbes magazine as a mega brand CEO for her Spin Gym and has gained international celebrity due to her highly successful, globally broadcasted infomercials for the Jack LaLanne juicer and the Living Well Health Master Blender, both of which have grossed hundreds of millions of dollars. With a regular presence on HSN for more than 15 years, Forbes is known for selling her own line of branded lifestyle products, including Spin Gym, her motivational membership site, fitwithforbes.com. Her personal coaching has helped people realize their dreams, get clear on their brand, and make millions. So now you see why we're so excited to have her on the Financial Power Hour. Welcome to the show, Forbes Riley.
I love that introduction, man. You go. I want to hear from her.
Well, I'll tell you what. Today we're going to be talking about how to get more yeses and make more money. Does that sound okay with you?
I'm hoping everybody listening just said, yes, that's me. I want to do this. You know, stay tuned for this entire Power Hour.
Wonderful. So as we get started here in this this initial interview, tell our listeners how you got started in what you do. Why is Forbes Riley, Forbes Riley?
Because I got tired of being fat and broke. Can you guys relate to that? Yeah. So the first thing was I grew up overweight my whole life. I actually grew up as a rather ugly little girl with a broken nose, braces, frizzy hair, and kind of being chunky. And I tell people I just want to be pretty when I was little. And went on all these different diets and went down these roads and found out a lot of things that didn't work. And lucky enough for me, I, at some point in my career, ran into Jack LaLanne, who was the ultimate guru. He's the reason that gyms actually exist. And looked at me, gave me some phenomenal advice. We had a little conversation on television in the early 2000s. And that was about his juicer. We kind of introduced juicing to the world. That one show in 80 countries in 8 years grossed $1 billion in sales.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So all of a sudden I woke up and said, wait a second, so I can get fit and make money? I think we have to spread this word, yes?
Right, right. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Forbes more about how to get more yeses and get more money. You will not want to miss this. We'll be right back.
Private practice, Millionaire Academy founder, and talk radio host of the Financial Power Hour, P. Christopher Music explains how not to lose the value of your life's work. What you leave behind is not what is engraved in stone monuments, but what is woven into the lives of others. Pericles, 5th century before Common Era, Greek statesman. Your estate is simply all of the assets you own or are entitled to under the law. A good estate plan will ensure your assets are dispersed according to your wishes when you pass. Estate planning includes different types of legal documents and instructions for your friends and family so they can act in your interest with confidence. Proper estate planning will perpetuate your wealth to your family, friends, and charities, and better accomplish the purposes for which that wealth was accumulated. Learn more about how not to lose the value of your life's work when you visit the blog page at pchristophermusic.com. That's pchristophermusic.com. Welcome back to the Financial Power Hour with Christopher Music, online at pchristophermusic.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is Christopher Music, the Financial Prosperity Coach, and I'm here with the incomparable Forbes Riley.
Oh, thank you. Hey, and we are talking about how to get more yeses and make more money in your business.
Absolutely.
Well, funny thing is, you popped into my office. I haven't ever met you before a couple of months ago, and you told me this story that completely freaked me out. Do you remember?
Yes. I've been studying this financial game for a very, very long time, and I have purchased probably every information product available in stock trading and commodities trading and all kinds of financial areas. And in about 1994, I was up at 2 o'clock in the morning and watching television, and I saw this infomercial.
Really?
With Jake Bernstein, and the host was Forbes Riley. And I'm watching this infomercial, and of course, I bought the program, and I just sat there, and I'm like, you know what? If I ever did an infomercial, or if I ever needed someone to host a program that I did, it's going to be Forbes Riley. And as luck would have it, 20 years later?
20 years later, you're sitting in my studio and you say, oh my God, you tell me this story. And I think that's just precious. And actually, if you go to YouTube, you can see a piece of that video. Because though we were talking about making money in commodities, the thing that most people remember is that my skirt was too short in that video. And I walk over a bridge in a very short skirt. So if that if that intrigues you, go to YouTube. All right, so let's get back to business here, because I'm on a mission to be changing people's lives. You know, we talk about health, wealth, and happiness. Now, people know me from the fitness industry. You can certainly see me on HSN. I created a fitness product called Spin Gym, and now we've sold 1.5 million. But the thing that confuses me is, how do you find happy? So if you're very wealthy and you're not necessarily very healthy, you're Steve Jobs and dead at 56. Well, I'm 55, and that's freaking me out.
Sure.
Or I deal with these fitness professionals who are super buff and gorgeous. They can't afford the rent on their one-bedroom apartment, so they're not happy either.
Right.
And it dawned on me. Somebody said, you know, Forbes, you've sold or pitched more than $2 billion worth of product on television between infomercials and home shopping around the world. I thought, wow, I must be amazing. And I did. And they said, well, can you teach that? I said, well, no, I'm amazing. And then the truth is, I sat down one day with a wonderful business analyst. He said, why don't you sit down and try and describe what you do? And I did. And it turns out that there's a system to doing this. And when you create a system of any kind, you can get success. And it's called being duplicatable. I met a wonderful man many years ago called Michael Gerber, who wrote his book on the E-Myth.
Sure.
He says, you know, you studied to be a doctor or a lawyer. In my case, I was an actress and a fitness person, but you didn't really study business. You certainly didn't study marketing, but all of a sudden you have this entrepreneurial seizure that says, wait, I have to run an office and do payroll and do marketing. And that's where I come in. I don't do any of those things. But here's what I do. I created the concept of pitch. Now, you've seen pitch. You've seen Billy Mays or myself pitching on television. Hey, you got to buy this thing. That's not pitch. pitch, and if you got a pen, you should get it out right now and write this definition down. I have it on my mirror. It's a one-sided conversation created to get a yes. That's all it is. So if I look at you and I pitch you and I ask you to marry me, and you say no, and the next person says no, eventually I might get a yes.
Sure.
Or I might want to go back to my very first pitch and tweak it. The reason you get a no is you haven't solved that person's problem. People come to you all the time with their great inventions. I have this phenomenal invention. Well, it doesn't do anything, or it doesn't do anything for me. And that's why I might say a no, or it may not do anything for many people. You know, creating the one little thing that does something for because you love it isn't really a pitch. So it's derived. So I'll give you an example. I give a little speech and a woman comes up to me and says, "Hi, Forbes, my name is Carol Prolap, Carol Prolap Photography. I make your memories last forever." And she stopped talking. And I said, "Well, first of all, I'm not a billboard." And she said, "How was my pitch?" And I said, "It stunk," which is, if you've ever met me, I'm pretty honest. I said, "You didn't do anything. You didn't get a yes." So imagine if you tweaked your pitch. "Hi, I'm Carol Prolap. That's her name. I get it. What's her credibility? I've been in photography for more than 20 years. I'm a published photo, you know, I'm published around the world." Well, now my ears perked up. Mm-hmm. And the third thing is, what can she do for the person she's pitching? Well, we teach people to make assumptions. You can assume that I'm Forbes Riley. You can assume I'm a woman. You can assume I'm on television. Literally, I know those sound silly, but if I knew those things, I might then say, "Hey, Forbes, I know that you've got 650,000 Facebook fans and you're all over TV. Photos are important to you. Would you let me take your photo for free if you posted our session to your Facebook fans?"
I would have said yes. That's a good pitch.
It's a good pitch.
Yeah, absolutely.
Remember, I'm not selling anything. That's the difference. It's about how do you pitch. You pitch when you want to bring people to your charity. You pitch when you want an investor. You pitch all the time. And once you understand the little concepts of what pitching is, your world changes. And you know what you get when you pitch properly?
What?
Everything you want.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Now, all of you business owners out there, listen to this. Hear what she just said? You get everything you want. And all you small business owners, all you professionals went into your own business, God bless you, because you wanted control of your own life and you wanted to get everything you wanted. Now, I want to make one clarifying point here as we go on, is that, you know, most professionals and most business owners get into a business because you love the product of whatever that is. And I can't tell you how many professionals I talk to who say, "Well, I'm not a salesperson. You know, I'm just not a salesperson." Well, I beg to differ. If you have ever had a significant other at any time in your life, you are a salesperson. So it's just a matter of understanding the difference between what Forbes is talking about here, which is pitching, which is not sales. Now, sales is that point, and only that point, where you have delivered your product and have gotten paid. It's that transaction. That is the sale. All this confusion about, you know, handling objections and all that stuff, that's marketing. And that is pitching. And that is getting all of that out of the way so that transaction can take place. So you're going to make money to the degree that you're good at making transactions, i.e. sales. So what leads up to that? What leads up to that is the whole world of marketing, which includes this nebulous idea of branding and promotion and brochures and TV and all this stuff. But we're talking today about a very specific action called pitching. So what does it really mean?
Well, here's my first question to you. So who teaches this? If you don't get this down, I don't care what your business is, whether you sell gardening, you sell clothing. If you don't get the pitching down, one, you're not going to get investors. Two, you're not going to get people to buy your product, and you're going to be frustrated all the time. So I've actually created a course. And one of the things that I'm doing now is I'm doing a mastermind where we get people on the phone so they can hear each other. Because one of the most valuable things is when I do this work with somebody, and the aha goes off, going, "Oh, you're right." So one of the basic things I even ask people is, what do they want? Why are you even in business? And people say, "Oh, I want to make money and change people's lives." That's a very big thing. How about you just do one small thing?
Right.
And literally, the more you can synthesize what it is that you want out of life. If you really enjoy talking to people, you'll be out there. If you don't enjoy talking to people, you'll hire people to do that. You'll do more on the internet. So one of the things I'm going to ask you right now is to really just think about what it is that you want and what makes you happy. Now, when it comes to pitching, it's not about all the things that you say. It's all the things that get them to say a yes. So I would start with, so give me an example. You do financial planning, right?
Sure.
That's great. And like you said, nobody knows about you. What good is it? But if you just walk up to somebody, "Hey, I'm a financial planner." what do most people want? Well, you have to look and you have to assume the things that they need. And that's always one of the first steps that I teach people is how do you do that? Well, you want, the person would want security. Mm-hmm. The person wants to know that their money is not going to disappear. The person maybe wants to make more money but doesn't know how. The person's afraid of stocks. So if you come and you're kind of at them and I can give you all the answers, whoa. How about we just make them feel comfortable? I know that it sounds crazy, but that is the first part. People, I don't want to sell them. No. You want to make them feel comfortable. You're talking about their money. I market a product called Spin Gym. You look at it initially and go, I don't understand. Well, when I put a Spin Gym in your hands, and I teach people actually to sell Spin Gyms, and if you've got a multi-level marketing, this is a great thing to get in your head. Your family and friends don't want another Noni juice or protein powder. They just don't.
Right.
But they might want to get healthier. They might want to get healthy fast. They might want to make more money. And when you understand that that's what they want, you can meet them with what you're doing. And so, for example, with Spin Gym, I taught a class this weekend. I don't want to walk up to you and say, hey, want to try a new fitness product? You know what our pitch is? The first thing I make people ask, want to see something cool? What's your response?
Sure.
That's exactly what everybody says is sure. All of a sudden, I got a yes. I just say, want to see something cool? Then I say, give me your thumbs. Now, I haven't told you what a Spin Gym is, how amazing Forbes Writing the Creator is. It's a 2,000-year-old Chinese toy that I've sold a million. And I don't say any of that. Give me your thumbs. I trust that this product is so amazing that when you put it in your hands and you start moving it, that you're going to feel throughout your entire body. And I make you do it for 30 seconds in three different directions. And then I take it away and I still haven't said anything. And you know what the next thing that you say is? Where do I get one?
Of course.
When people get that that's the pitch for my fitness product, their minds are completely blown away. It's that good, and I don't have to sell you. And it's funny because we'll practice this. You know, I practice what I preach. So I'll get people up there. I've just done that whole little speech thing. And then they'll still go, wait a second. Wait, no, hi. I want you to meet Forbes Riley and Spin Gym. It's the great. Stop talking. So I meet their needs. And then they start telling me, you know what? I could do this in the car, in the hotel. I can travel with this. Oh, my God, I've got somebody in a wheelchair. This would be perfect for them. Solve what other people want.
Of course. You know, when I came to your office, I was pitched.
You were pitched.
And
you
know, I didn't even know it. It was so smooth and so natural.
I call it ABP, always be pitching.
Always be pitching.
So and when you're sitting next to somebody in an airplane, so this is the other thing. People come to me all the time going, well, I need a big showroom to pitch. No, you don't. Every person that you're sitting next to is connected to 16 billion other people. So one of the guys who comes to me is a magician. He's a corporate magician, and he does these speeches. He says, well, I can't pitch anybody because I need to know them. No, you don't. Ask one question, get to see what they do. Maybe they're married to the CEO or marketing director of a company that could hire you to do this. He's like, oh, I never thought about it that way. So one of the things that I teach and I love to share with people is just changing their mindsets.
Absolutely. And that is such a critical element, is to change your mind. That's one of the biggest problems we have in marketing, and especially from a lot of professionals, is that we don't really view ourselves or take on that identity that we are salespeople, but we are pitching our services so that we can get people to really understand.
You want more yeses? Want to make more money? Embrace this, or you can, you know, whine and complain.
Well, of course, we want to obviously get more yeses and make more money. So we're going to take a break for weather and traffic now. And when we come back, we are going to have Forbes offer a free gift for all of you who are listening today to help you get more yeses and make more money. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Private practice Millionaire Academy founder and talk radio host of Financial Power Hour, P. Christopher Music, shares the three secrets to achieving unlimited wealth. Financial prosperity can be achieved by following three primary principles illustrated in a PIE triangle. The P represents protecting assets and income from the 83 plus specific and measurable risks threatening the long-term affluence of a household. I equals income, which actually creates abundance and an overall improved financial condition. The E refers to expenses after income, earned in relation to funding the immediate and long-term goals of the household and its members. Each corner must work together to stay equal and strong and represent the overall financial condition of the family. What's important is the interrelationship of these three elements. To reach financial power and unlimited wealth, you must raise each corner of the pie triangle. Discover additional secrets in achieving a lifetime of financial success when you visit the blog page at pchristophermusic.com. This is the Financial Power Hour with Prosperity Coach Christopher Music. Make contact at 727-588-1540. And now, here's Christopher Music.
All right, folks, we're back on the Financial Power Hour here on AM 860, The Answer. I'm your host, Christopher Music, and I am here with the ubiquitous Forbes Riley, talking about how to get more yeses and make more money. So on the break, Forbes, we were talking about...
Wait, you're more educated. What is ubiquitous? Is that a compliment?
Yes, it is. That means you're everywhere.
You're smart. Okay.
Okay, so on the break, we were talking about what do you do? What do you say at a cocktail party when someone asks, what do you do?
Well, actually, what we're talking about is, you said, you know, so how do you pitch? And you said, well, some of my clients are veterinarians or they're dentists. Those people don't walk around pitching. I have a product to pitch. If you've got a multi-level marketing and you pitch, you're pitching all the time. But that's where people get confused. So one of the most amazing places to pitch is at a cocktail party or anywhere that you happen to be when the question comes up, what do you do? What do you think a veterinarian says? He says, I'm a vet.
I'm a vet.
Couldn't be more like, oh, that's nice. Or a dentist says, I'm a dentist. And then people leave going, I don't like it. So I'm going to tell you, everyone who's listening here, this is your moment to pitch your business. Your it doesn't matter what you're doing, but that is your moment to pitch. And don't you dare sound like you're pitching. So ask me what I do.
What do you do?
I am a person who loves animals more than you've ever met. Since I was a little girl, all I wanted to do was help dogs and cats and horses, and I get to do that for a living. Isn't that cool?
Awesome.
Now, if you said yes, I remember I said about a yes.
Yes.
Oh, really? Wait, what do you do? Well, I'm a veterinarian. Oh, my gosh. All of a sudden, I love this person. They had a moment to shine, if that's what they really do, if that's why they care about it. And now we're into a conversation. Ask me again.
What do you do?
I spend a lot of time inside your mouth. No, actually, what I really do is I make you smile. I let you keep your teeth, which is what you want to do, and I do it without a lot of pain. I'm the most amazing dentist you've ever seen.
Awesome.
I just want to know who that person, if you've got the guts to say it like that, and again, that's my version of this. If I were looking at you and you're a big, burly guy, I would tweak your pitch. Mm-hmm. But the problem is most of the time we just answer that question and it's a conversation stopper and then we talk about politics or the news. The truth is, if you're in business, are you in business to be in business or in business to make money, to generate leads and generate clients and have people come to you who love you and tell other people about you? There's so many ways to do this that are not the norm. So for example, a friend of mine owns a pizza parlor, right? Had no idea about marketing and stuff. You want to feel special when you go into somebody's place of business. Mm-hmm. The line was so long out the door because his pizza was so good that I'd get there and I'm like, I don't have the time to wait. I hate this. So I said to him, here's a goofy idea. Why don't you just tweak your whole pitch a little bit? You're the VIP pizza specialist. I want a special red carpet next to your regular line. And I want you to charge people $500 a month just to be a member of your pizza parlor. But when I walk in with my little card, I get to stand on that line. Everyone else goes, well, why are you in that line? Well, I paid $500 at the beginning of the month. You get 10 people to do that. You start your business with $5,000 a month and you haven't sold a pizza pie at all. Nothing. No slice.
Yeah.
And then I said, you know what? I like it so much that I want a little phone there. I want a bat phone. When I call you, you stop everything. You pick the phone up because I'm paying you $500 a month. So all of a sudden you go, wait, that's not how normal people think. It's outside the box. And then you start pitching that I've got a VIP special pizza. You want this pizza, man. You become part of our pizza club. And so you talk to me about, I know it's kind of funny, it's different than the way people think, but all of a sudden you've got money in your bank account, you get more yeses, you get people excited about coming there. Now, I said to Christopher at the beginning, I said, what do you do? Answer me correctly. What do you do?
A financial advisor.
Now, he says that at a party, we go, oh, okay, well, he's cute and all, but I don't need a financial advisor, and the conversation ends. But one of the things that you really do that most people can take a part of is you teach a seminar. Mm-hmm. You teach us how to have, I mean, now that you've been Forbes Riley'd, what might you do? What do you do?
What I do is I have a 3-day academy where I teach people all the fundamentals on how to have a positive financial experience while they pursue their passion.
Can you have more of those people or more actual clients?
Both.
Well, no. Truth, you can only have so many clients, but you can have a lot of people. We all want to know about more money.
Of course.
And so when I ask you what you do, if you said that, hey, Forbes, I can get you to keep more money in your pocket, you give me 3 days, I'll change your life.
Okay, write that down.
Well, this is why people call me. This is why I have a 1-hour coaching business. I don't actually want to talk to you more than 1 hour a month because I will change it that fast. I want people to smile when they see you. This is how you get yeses, and what do you get? Much more money.
Oh my gosh! You know, I think one of the best parts about my job is because, you know, of course, financial advisors are absolutely the worst marketers. I mean, are you kidding me? Our whole profession's terrible at it. And but when I get a chance to sit down with geniuses like Forbes Riley, who can sit here on the fly with what she does and create that much value, I am just blessed to be able to get that kind of exposure while I am sharing it with all of you. So please perk up your ears and pay attention to this, because this is gold. This is absolute thousands of dollars an hour type of advice we're getting here on the show.
Thank you. You know, I had a client come to me. He was a chiropractor. And he said, I'm going to do a little video with you. And you can certainly pay me to do a video with you. In fact, if you go to Forbes Living TV, you'll see a national talk show that I have about helping entrepreneurs. And he said, I want to pitch my this inversion machine. I said, did you invent it? He said, no, but I'm going to repatent a little bit of it. I said, but it's not your machine. What are you doing? He said, well, I created this whole way to adjust people upside down, so I'm going to sell this machine. I said, no, you're not. Here's what you're going to do. And I really do it that quick. I said, you're going to teach, one, you're going to invite people to come to El Paso, Texas, because you are the only one who's patented and trademarked this inversion therapy. And for people with bad backs, they'd fly all over the world for you, number one. Mm-hmm. And then number two, you're going to create a course where you teach other chiropractors how to do this. And his head cracked open, thought, I never thought of that. And that's what you're going to pitch. The other thing, when you're in a conversation, here's a little tidbit. And if you're not writing this down, go get your pen. One of the things that you can do in a conversation to, without bragging, to tell how amazing you are, is to tell a case study. I just told you a case study of how I changed somebody's life, who then, I also want to add, wrote me a note and sent me the most amazing bouquet of flowers saying, Forbes, I've never met anyone like you. Thank you. I would have paid 10 times for this kind of advice.
Sure.
So stop for a second and listen to what I just did. That's a true story. But I also just told you that somebody's willing to pay me 10 times what I charge. How valuable am I? And so I just pitched you my service. And when you get these little skills about testimonials and case studies, and the other thing too, don't ever pitch pitching's not selling. I don't hammer. If your eyes glaze over when I'm talking to you, and by the way, please do this, because I've taken pitches over the phone where they'll start talking. I'm so bored. I'll go to the bathroom, put it on mute, come back, they're still talking.
Yeah.
That is not pitching. That is boring. I can't stand boring in my life. But I love getting yeses, and I like getting them quickly. Because most people seem to be in business to be in business. I'm in business to make sales, have fun, and then go home and play with my 12-year-old twins.
Sure.
That's the goal. Remember when I said, what do you want? So it's so important to get that. It's also important to invest in yourself by getting help. Now, Christopher said something very interesting at the beginning of the show. How much money have you spent on learning about financial advising?
It has to be in the hundreds of thousands, probably. Maybe millions, maybe.
Okay, so let me ask, if you're a small business and you're not getting ahead, when's the last time you took a marketing course? When's the time you invested in a mastermind with other people that you work with, or reached out to somebody like me and said, all right, you know what? It's expensive, but I'm going to invest. It's not expensive. It's if you paid me $10,000 and I made you $100,000 in 1 year as a financial advisor, is that a great investment?
Yes. There's nothing in the markets that can do anything comparable.
Correct. And in fact, because one of my partners is Kevin Harrington from Shark Tank, and we're going to have a book coming out later next year, because that man took thousands of pitches on television. And here's the biggest crime in my eyes, is that you've got a great product, but you don't know how to pitch it.
Now, you see how that ties right in. How many of you have the best product? You all walk around, when I ask you one-on-one, what do you do? Well, I do this, I do that. What do you think about the quality of your service or results or your product? Oh, it's the best. Because we in America love to be the best and to have the best. But yet, if you do not know how to communicate it in a way, in a society that for which you have maybe a fraction of a second to get that person's attention and agreement, how are you going to make any money? You just can't do it. And that is the number one barrier. You see, economics is not hard. It's value creation, and it is the exchange of that value creation to others. And the amount of money you make is the indicator of how much value you create. So if you want to create value and help the people that you profess that you want to help with your profession or your business, then you must absolutely learn how to pitch. I have to learn it myself. Forbes and I have, I've been talking about that. But at the same time, it is critical for not only you, but the well-being of everyone who seeks you out to help them achieve their own goals from your product or service, to learn how to pitch and learn how to get their agreement to get that yes. So let's talk about the five fundamentals that we talked about.
And we're going to actually run out of time before we get to the break. So I maybe give you one and tease you, but I'm just going to share my personal why, because you said something very interesting. To have something or do something that's so wonderful and no one else knows about it came out because of my dad. My dad was an inventor. Not by profession. He was a printing press. He was a big engineer, but he used to invent the craziest things. And he said to me one time, he said, kiddo, he said, how do I get my inventions out to the world? And I was sitting in his garage, which looked like Willy Wonka's, you know, invention machine with tools hanging down. He used to have baby food jars full of nails and screws. And it was a phenomenal place. And I said, Dad, I have no idea. I'm 8 years old. And that was the truth. I didn't get it back then. And the truth is he died at 70. With a garage full of phenomenally fun, wonderful, creative inventions that no one will ever see. What a shame and what a crime.
Right.
And so for me, I've spent and devoted most of my life to helping people get their ideas and their products, whatever it is, out of the shadows and into the world where they deserve to be. And that's pretty much my whole mission.
And that is awesome. And that is obviously why we find it so vital that you came here and graced us with your presence today to share all of this wonderful information.
So I've got five wonderful steps. Now, there's a lot more to this because the biggest thing is I'm going to tell you the steps, but you've got to practice. I think pitching is a muscle. Every time someone comes up to you, it's a little bit different. How do you tweak it? You know, if somebody famous stands next to you in an elevator, for example, what do you do? So before he ran for president or whatever he's doing, I used to say, what would you do if Donald Trump stepped into the elevator with you? Christopher, what would you say to him? Oh, wait, are we running out of time?
We're running out of time.
Oh, I want to know.
We'll come back after the break. We're going to come back and I will answer that question. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to cover the five fundamentals of pitching. And Forbes is going to offer her free gift to all of you. So make sure you stay tuned after these valuable messages. We'll see you soon.
Private practice millionaire academy founder and talk radio host of the Financial Power Hour, P. Christopher Music, explains how to live your art and promote your brand. Professionals dedicated to pursuing excellence in their chosen field recognize that every profession, from hardcore scientist to abstract artist, have both science and art in that particular field. Science is a branch of knowledge or study dealing with a body of facts or truths. Art is the quality, production, expression of what is beautiful and appealing. Every professional applies the science of his subject to create an effect. The individual aesthetics applied to the science to create unique results is the art form, wholly unique to that individual. This becomes the brand. Your brand is your warranty to the customer, the assurance that the artistic application of the science of what you do will afford them the results they seek. Discover the secrets to living your art and promoting your brand. Visit the blog page at pchristophermusic.com. Welcome back to the Financial Power Hour with Christopher Music, online at pchristophermusic.com.
Welcome back. This is Christopher Music here on the Financial Power Hour on AM 860, The Answer. And I'm here with the awesome Forbes Riley. And she's just about to ask me a question before the break here.
Well, the question is, it's called an elevator pitch. You've got, you know, 12 seconds, 20 seconds to look at somebody. And, you know, so in this case, Donald Trump walks in the elevator. What do you say to him?
Well, I would say I would teach you how to be happy with all those billions that you have.
And he would say, I don't need to be taught. Thank you very much. Bingo. End of pitch. Didn't work. And that's really how it is. So you don't ask him, I'm sorry, but I'll teach you.
That's fine.
But there is something you can probably do. You don't ask him, how do I get on your show? You don't ask him, tell me the story of your life. This is what people do. Or one of my favorites was, I'm going to get so nervous I don't say anything. Guys, what a missed opportunity. Mm-hmm. Think about what you do for a living, and everything can be a pitch. And one of my friends, Kevin Harrington, true story, was in the elevator with Donald many years ago and said, I know a way to make you $4 million more in 15 minutes. Would you mind granting me that time? And he said, of course. He said, yes. Great pitch.
Great pitch.
You know, I would literally look at him and say, give me your thumbs. Want to see something cool? And he'd say, yes. And he might. But trust me, no one's ever said no to me, ever. But you might just want to say, hey, Mr. President, you know, need help on your campaign? Yes. I know that sounds crazy, but if you want to even get to know that man in his world because he's successful, hey, Mr. President, Want help on your campaign? That's the pitch. The answer is yes. Remember, I didn't. So whether you think he's going to be or not, the point is you have an opportunity. He can help you whether you're an, maybe he's got a dog. If you're a vet, I would say the same thing because hopefully I can work on his dog. But the point is, it's a muscle. You have to exercise it so that every chance that you get to say something to somebody and pitch and get a yes. I come home from every business trip, every plane ride, every time I go to Starbucks with business cards and leads. They're out there, and it's all because of my pitch, my elevator pitch. I never sell. I hate selling. I enroll, I engage, I empower. You want to be part of my world, whatever that is. And I'm going to tell you, if you're sitting there and you're frustrated in what you're doing, you're not making the money that you want, your answer is probably you have no idea how to pitch what you do to get a yes. From a cocktail party to literally standing in line at a grocery store, I can get a lead. And it's fun because you're always out there with your thing. Instead of thinking, oh, I just have to market in the newspaper or be online, there's right. So many tips and tricks. And if you're not investing in yourself to do this, I feel sad. Because the truth is, I wasn't doing this up until like my early 30s. I didn't know the value of seeking out mentors, asking why, not being a maverick. So quick five things because we're going to run out of time. One of the things when you pitch, number one, right, just write this down. I'm not kidding about the computer thing. Get out a pen. It's that little thing with ink at the end of it. One, never pitch somebody who's not an open door. So if I was just standing next to Donald, I don't want to just go, hey, Donald, you want to wait till there's that silly moment of eye contact.
Sure.
So when you're at a party, wherever you happen to be, get that friendliness. If the person doesn't seem receptive, don't start pitching your idea, especially if you've got an MLM. I've had people, literally my brother-in-law, hey, Forbes, you want to make an extra $10,000 a month? I know how to do it. Dude, you don't make $10,000 a year. Really? Right. I know you just found this product. That's not a real open door.
Right.
But people will always help you. They'll ask for mentorship. And maybe the first time you meet them, remember, just a yes. Maybe you've got a business idea in the back of your head. Maybe you want to get to know that person a little better. I got my fitness product, Spin Gym, on the TV series, The Doctors. Not because I said, hey, I've got a fitness product. I found the executive producer on Facebook. And for 3 months, we became friends. He was from my part of the world. I knew in the back of my mind what I wanted.
Sure.
I may never have gotten to it. I waited until, like, kind of jumping rope. We were friends. He says, what do you do? I explained to him. I showed him some videos. And then I said, hey, you know what? Do you think this is a good idea? By the time I got there, he said, yes. My open door was 3 months long. So next thing, make assumptions about people. If they're overweight, they might need a supplement. They might need a fitness thing. They might need all a little bit of help. Mm-hmm. You don't walk up and say, hey, you're 50 pounds overweight. Want to try my protein powder? Probably not a good idea. But if they are overweight or they are frustrated and you got a solution, You're doing a disservice by not finding the right way to help them.
Of course.
But that's assumptions about people. You can sometimes assume, the worst thing is assume how much money somebody has. Because I think, real rich people walk around in, t-shirt and jeans. So, and keep your assumptions to yourself, by the way. If somebody's older, as a financial advisor, you know they need to be saving their money. Here's the assumption. Mm-hmm. If you're younger, I can assume that you can take more risk. But this is what I teach too. Most people don't actively assume in their head why they should be in business or get involved with this person. Third, you're still writing this? Get to their why. It's not about that you have something to sell. It's irrelevant. Hey, I'm a vet and I'm the best one. If you don't have a dog, who cares?
Right.
But if you get into a conversation, you hear about their animal. And again, what do they need? Do what you do solve their need? And sometimes you can create a need. Nobody needed a Chia Pet or a Snuggie. Get real. It's very powerful to go, wow, I needed a hole in my blanket to get my hot tea. But if you pose the question, the why, here's the why. Did you ever sit, it's kind of chilly at night and you're watching a wonderful program and you just kind of want to get out and get that cup of hot tea and the blanket falls off you and you're cold and you're miserable? Can you imagine having a hole in your blanket? Yeah, I want one of those. See what I just did?
I just bought one.
I know. Then you have to offer the very best solution. Do me a favor. Don't say that everybody else's is horrible. So, for example, because that's not the truth, and you sound silly and braggadocious, embrace people who are successful. So one of the things when I talk about Spin Gym is I talk about Zumba. Now, don't take any offense, but I think Zumba is one of the silliest things on the planet. It's Latin dancing to music. Okay. But here's what I have to, and by the way, it's not really silly, but you can't do it on an airplane. You can't do it at your desk where you can do Spin Gym. But I have to acknowledge that Zumba certifies a million people around the world at $350 a piece. They make $350 million. Let's embrace Zumba and say, wow, if you could do that with just Latin dancing, what can I do with my fitness product? And now it becomes a win-win. I see so many people put down, oh, that guy's crap. You want to come to me as a financial advisor? No. That's not a good way to do business.
Exactly.
offer, why are you the best? You know, that guy is really good, but he's limited because he works for a bigger company. I'm my own guy. I can spend more time with you. See how you do that?
Mm-hmm.
And now, oh yeah, I want to work with you. And the last thing is ask for the yes. Set it up. So at the very end of your pitch, there is no other solution, but the person on the other end goes, wow, yeah, all right, I want to work with you. I like you. It's about rapport. It's about personality. I can make more money with you. I can be better looking with you. My dog can be happy. That's get the yes.
That is awesome. So obviously, this is way too much subject matter to cover in a short one-hour radio show. So Forbes, how can people get a hold of you? And more importantly, where can they get the copy of your free gift?
Okay, so go to ForbesRiley.com. At the very top, you'll see a pop-up, and it's my free pitch book to you guys. And just read it. You just download it, and it's got some very wonderful insight to it. If you want to get a little more connected to me, you've got a question, go to my fan page. You can actually get directly to my Facebook fan page by typing in funwithforbes.com. The private message, I still answer all my own Facebook. I probably shouldn't say this publicly, but I do. And at some point, maybe I won't. But if you mention that you heard us on Christopher Music, I will actually personally email you something very special. Okay? I'm thinking, why not do that? So the last thing is reach out to me. If you really want to perfect this, I've got private coaching. I have very limited time. For example, this week, I'm going to be in Vegas. I just came back from South America. I'm in Vegas, I'm in LA, and I'm in London. But Skype is a great thing. I can talk to my people all over the world. I have a lot of personal clients. We mastermind. I put groups together. I live here in this county. You know, don't track me down. And I have a television series on We Entertainment. Take a look at ForbesLiving.tv. And I'm committed to entrepreneurs. So come to some of the community things that we talk. We always publicize on Facebook. And to me, that is a wonderful public medium. And if you really want me to post what you're about, make it inviting enough that I want to post it for you. I'm always willing to help. And if always there's a charity involved, you know me. I will MC. I will give away things. I love helping other people.
It shows. And thanks so much for all those wonderful, valuable offers for all of our listeners today. So Forbes, that's all we have time for today.
Oh, wait, and a spin gym. You have to. Oh. Wait. You have to go to spingym.com.
Of course.
How can you not get a spin gym? If you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm on home shopping. Check out SPINGYM. I'm so silly.
See, I already have one. So I didn't think about that.
I didn't even pitch my own product.
Well, great. Well, Forbes, thank you so very, very much for taking the time to come out today. You truly are a rock star at what you do, and thanks so much.
I adore you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, folks, it's time to take action now, isn't it? So I want you to grab a pen and paper and write down this one simple question, to answer this one simple question. What one thing can you do this week that would move you forward on your route to financial prosperity from what you learned from the show today? I want you to write it down and commit to getting it done. You know, it's about a decision. You know, and the basic root of decide is a Latin decidere, which means to cut off from. To cut off from any other course of action. If you want to go out and make more money in your business, then decide that that's what you're going to do. And once you make that decision, go out there and find those experts that are getting the results that you seek for yourself. You know, there's all kinds of people out there with valuable information, but invest in yourself and take advantage of Forbes' offer today so that you can learn how to communicate much more quickly and effectively to your target audience, what you do, and how you can change their lives with your product or service. You know, financial prosperity is about these basic principles that I keep talking about on the show. And I want for you, more importantly, to be able to experience a wonderful financial experience during your lifetime while you pursue what's most important to you. And that's about making a lot of money. It's about expending your money correctly to create more value, and it's about protecting what you have. If you do those three things, you've got it made. I invite you to come to my website at pchristophermusic.com to learn more about these 21 principles of financial prosperity and the Private Practice Millionaire Academy, the 3 days that will change your life forever as a private practice professional. I want to thank you for taking time today to listen to this Financial Power Hour, and don't forget to tune in every Saturday at 5 o'clock for Ask the Experts on AM 860, The Answer.
You've been listening to the Financial Power Hour. For more information on prosperity principles and how to apply them to your life and your business, visit Christopher's personal website at pchristophermusic.com or connect with him on Facebook at facebook.com/pchristophermusicauthor. You may also call Christopher's office at 727-588-1540 to request more information or arrange for him to be a guest speaker at your next event. That's 727-588-1540 or visit pchristophermusic.com.